Hey, babe, welcome back to Rethink Podcast. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. And make sure we still are that. Today's going to be interesting because Cole has a whole bunch of questions and I don't really know what they're about.
Yep.
But we're going to revisit a subject that I'm a little nervous about.
Yeah, you seem nervous right now.
Do I? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I'm about to get a little more jittery, I think.
Which is
okay,
a good thing.
Because conversations keep drifting towards coffee. Mm-hmm. And while I love the smell of coffee and I've tried to drink coffee, the only purpose coffee has had in my life is I need some help pooping.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
Boom, it happens. And so I love the smell of coffee, but I've tried and I can't find it. And so then John C.
Yep.
John C. Yep.
Who is like our producer, director.
Yeah.
You're the whole production team. Yeah. Saying. He said, I will bring you some good coffee and then you'll know what coffee is. Because you said you went to Guatemala or something.
Yeah, and that's when it changed for me. And actually, I saw it. You brought a Guatemalan.
It is a Guatemalan, yeah.
Okay.
I had to intervene. So.
I'm not a snob, though. So I went to Guatemala, and then it changed for me to like coffee. The way that John C. has explained everything for this, I don't know. This is extreme.
Just trust me.
So just trust you.
So I'm gonna start making it. You can keep talking.
Dialogue.
And I'll let you
know. Oh, it's not made?
No, not yet.
You know,
it's a process.
The thing with the Diet Coke,
it's just ready.
Yeah. And you drink it.
Same with the McDonald's delicious $1.50 mm-hmm. coffee or whatever.
That's a big one because normally it's just a dollar.
Right. Yeah. Well, the ice ones are a little fancier, so they got to throw the extra 50 cents on. I go fancy with coffee. I go McDonald's. You know?
I know. And that shirt?
Yeah. Fancy's got flowers on it.
You're just fancy.
Yeah. I'm all about it.
Fancy.
Got shorts on because it's nice out.
It is nice. I had shorts on earlier and then I was like, oh, no. But what kind of shorts are those?
They're actually from Banana Republic. They were on sale at the outlet.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard J. Crew's going bankrupt.
Everybody is. You were just talking about the gyms going bankrupt.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually did see on Twitter J. Crew is going bankrupt, which is crazy.
I don't think it was COVID. I think they've been going that way for a while.
Yeah. I don't know anybody who's shopped at J. Crew.
On Instagram, all the shorts that I'm looking at, they all have built-in underwear.
Cool.
For the gym. It's like, but you can wear them like normal.
So wow.
It's like, isn't that convenient?
Yeah. Then you don't have to do laundry as much. That's nice.
Right. Right.
And boxers are expensive. This is all coming together. COVID-19 might not be the worst.
It's not all bad.
It's not all bad. We're getting some good things.
What's everybody whining about?
That's a joke.
Okay.
You need to clarify.
All right. So you got some questions. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been listening to this book that's been challenging my leadership.
Listening to a book.
Yeah. So I drive
audiobook.
Audiobook. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I drive Taylor a lot, read to you. Yeah,
which would be nice.
At night.
I wish. Yeah. Actually, I started reading a fiction book. It's changed a lot in my life. We can get to that another time. I haven't read a fiction book in years, but
okay.
But I've been listening to this book that's been challenging like a lot of leadership thoughts in my mind and a lot of like, it's just pushing me to think of a lot of like, here's where I'm falling short. Here's where I'm not doing well. And here's where I need, the book's called Extreme Ownership. It's by Jocko Willink. And it's got like the typical Navy SEALs, like we're super tough badasses. And then it has this apical part that's like, oh, I can apply that to leading my wife, leading my son, leading like our church, all that type of stuff. But since, I mean, we were just talking, you're coming up on this 1 year sabbatical anniversary, which you're super like happy about, right? but since you've been back, since that day, you've been looking a lot like inwardly at things where you've fallen short, where you're doing well, where you're not doing well, where you need to get better.
Yeah.
And so we've had a lot of leadership podcasts recently of like, hey, in the midst of quarantine, in the midst of leading an organization, in the midst of doing all this, but we haven't ever really directed it to like, where are you at in your leadership? Where are you at in getting better each and every day? Where are you at in recognizing where things are falling short or where things are going really well? And so I wanted the direction of this podcast at least to start. We always start one way and it goes off a different way.
Better. You said, oh, isn't it better?
And, oh, yeah. Once I stop talking, it gets better. but for you right now in the midst of what you're walking through, in the midst of refiguring out everything that we do essentially, and also stepping into like, You're releasing a lot of control, which is really cool. You're letting people take over for you. What since you've been back has been the biggest, like, here's where I've struggled the most with leadership in the recent 3 years, 1 month, whatever that is. And just acknowledge that. Like, what's been your biggest struggle leadership-wise? And what are you doing steps-wise to, like, start acknowledging it and taking steps to own it and move past it?
Yeah. That's a lot of questions.
Yeah. Okay. Just start working through
it. I'll just try to start somewhere and then you redirect, right? So, I actually... again, coming up on the anniversary of sabbatical, I scheduled a counseling appointment. I went and saw Harv yesterday. And I go, I'm feeling a lot of emotions. And he really helped me own some things. First of all, even though like anybody that's gone through tragedy, loss especially, job loss, marriage loss, child loss, whatever that is, you're not okay. And then you get better, okay? And then you get to a certain level of healing and even understanding and acceptance, not that you liked it or something like that. And then an anniversary hits, mm-hmm. right? The first Christmas,
yep.
or the first birthday, or the first whatever that is. And it brings it all up again, all those emotions again,
yep.
that you thought, I thought I was further along in this. And one of the things that was really helpful that Harv told me was, that's normal. It doesn't mean you haven't made progress, because I thought I wasn't angry about that anymore, but now I'm feeling angry about mm-hmm. that. He let me off the mat, and that was really, really helpful, going, hey, that's normal.
Yeah.
And when he made that comparison to, like, hey, you might understand that God did something through that, but still you go back to, but that was a horrible day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to be sad about that. So that was really, 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 really helpful. Where I am right now, and I process this with a counselor, and that's why I really, really recommend counseling. I'm looking over your shoulder, and John has the first coffee.
It's ready.
Oh, it's ready. Bring
it's
it
ready.
In.
It's ready.
All right. So time out yeah. as we talk about depth and stuff yeah. like that.
This mug is really hot, so careful.
Great. Hey, cheers, John. Me. Right,
no, wait, wait. What am I drinking? Is this Folgers?
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah. No, dark,
Maxwell House?
Dark silk Folgers.
Does it have crystals?
This is the Guatemalan from Otis, right across the street from the Lafayette campus. Yep. Check them out.
Does it have caramel or macchiato?
Nope, it's just,
or,
no, just pure coffee.
Pure coffee.
The way God intended.
Oh, gosh.
It smells good. It doesn't taste
I love
like,
the smell.
It doesn't taste like Folgers, though.
All right, so is this going to burn my mouth?
It's pretty hot.
Well, that's,
here, you can try some wine. Jump.
No, I got it. Do you blow on coffee?
That's what I do, usually.
You can blow on it.
I throw some ice in it, usually.
Oh. I'm not there yet. I'm afraid it's going to burn me. All right, here we go.
Your face says that you love it. You taste the bouquet of
coffee.
Yeah, right. It tastes like coffee.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, but you don't love it.
But if it's that or that Chick-fil-A sweet tea, boom.
Yeah. You know, is there caffeine in sweet tea?
Yes.
There is.
I grew up in Colorado. I didn't have sweet tea until I went to Kentucky to staff a Crucible last year.
I don't hate it.
I'll take that as a victory.
That's a victory.
That's
first time I tried sour beer.
Yeah. Oh, I love
they
sour
said
beer.
If you don't hate it, you actually love it. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to let that sit. We're going to try another one after
that. Yeah.
I didn't know if you brought samples.
I just have one.
Okay, that's fine.
We can go to Otis and buy more.
No. We're gonna wade into this pool.
Wade into it, yeah.
Right. I'm gonna revisit it because sometimes like when you take bourbon, like it's fight or flight, your body goes, get that out of here.
Yeah. And then you try it again, you're like, oh.
The flavor will change as it cools down too. So you might like it more.
Tastes less like blood in my mouth.
Yeah. The steel, like you got shocked by lightning.
Yeah. So
you were just at, you needed to start processing that thought of where you're at right now with your counselor.
Yeah. So this is interesting because I went into counseling going, I have a lot of mixed up emotions about my leadership right now because I've turned over so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's much more collaborative. And then sometimes that feels like I don't have, am I leading or am I just like, is it? We have or leadership by committee now, or am I still the leader, or am I just one vote in the room, or something like that? And then that doesn't feel very what I signed up for, or what got us here, or whatever it is. And I know it has to change, but here is the aha moment in that leadership thing was I've got some people around me that are doing great work and that I trust a lot, and I have more margin in my life to do stuff other than run the show, run the office, whatever that is. And I had the aha moment was I like it.
Yeah.
And I felt guilty about liking it.
Why?
Because a leader should, and then all the old tapes start playing. You should have the answers. You should be wowing the room when they all go, this is why you're the leader.
Right.
You just said another wise thing or something like that. And I don't know if I'm saying wise things or not, but I am empowering people and good things are being done and I'm listening better. and I have margin in my life, and I felt guilty about having margin in my life and still being the leader of this organization. Mm. And that is, I'm imposing that on other people, going, hey, everybody said, when you get back, we want you to spend like 50% of your time just hearing from God and writing and studying to prepare to deliver talks. And I love this past week's talk, because I was able to get away to the mountains, mm-hmm. hear from God, and I just kind of vomited it all out like in one sitting. And the feedback from last weekend was like, that's the gym mm-hmm. that we knew, missed, whatever that is, you know? That, and that was really kind of aha. Uh-huh. But the other part of this, and this I think is going to get more to, I'm not just talking about leading organizations, mm-hmm. is when you make a choice, a decision, I'm going to lead differently in my organization, in my business, in my family, in my marriage, or whatever that is. So you get all psyched up, you know, you get all that, right? And then, okay, we're going to try it. And then you're able to do it for a while out of enthusiasm, out of conviction, whatever that is, okay? And then you get tired, mm-hmm. right? And you just want to go sometimes, let's just go back to the way it was, because that's what I know. I can show up and do that in my sleep. And so, like collaboration, mm-hmm. right? I know that's a buzzword and stuff like that. Sometimes I go, I'm really tired of collaborating. Just do what I said, and I don't want to be pushed on every freaking time I go, hey, I want to do this. Or, mm-hmm. yeah, now I see the value of that, and I've spent a lot of them going, okay, I want to listen to your or.
Yep.
All right?
Doesn't mean we're going to do it, but I want to listen to it.
Right, I want to listen to it. And then after a while going, can I just throw out one thing without, or we could do this, or we could do that, or what about this? I'm like, and so that fatigue has set in.
Yeah.
And right now what I'm trying to do is going, okay, you don't want to go back to the way it was, because it's not easier, and it actually, it'll lead back to the way that everything got really crazy, right?
Yeah.
So now I'm like taking a breath and realizing, first of all, there's a lot of self-pressure, like the guilt of, like, you have margin in your life.
Yeah.
That's what everybody wanted you to come back and have.
Yeah.
And then you're writing stories going, but you think I'm lazy now because I'm not here, or I'm doing something else. No. Nope.
Yep.
Not the people that can't do.
Yeah.
And then the other part of it is this collaboration thing that is really, really, really important, because it values people and you actually end up with a better idea at the end. It, like anything else, is you can do anything for a while, and then you have to make a decision if you want to keep going.
Yeah.
And that's where I am right now. And I do want to keep going,
mm-hmm.
but it was kind of a check in Harv's office yesterday going, it's actually working well for me, and it's working well for my organization. It's working well for the people that call me leader.
Yep.
It's working for my leaders, you know, looking down, you know, they're saying we like what we're seeing in you and in the church thing. It's actually working. It's just tiring. And sometimes you just want to, you want to walk in the front door, and you don't want to be collaborative with your wife. You just want to say, just because,
yep.
All right. Or you know, you've been really, really working hard on being patient with your kids. And now I've been in the house with you 9 weeks, and it's like, cause I said so. And then it feels like it goes all the way back. And so you have to push through those moments. And this week, because I'm thinking about sabbatical, and it brings mm-hmm. up all those emotions, this is one of those, okay, this is a marker, and I got to push through it and keep on going on a track that's working, or go back to the old way. And we're always going to have those.
Yeah.
Anybody can work really hard and have a good marriage for a week or two, and then you just get tired and you go like, I'm just tired, right? Now, anybody can be a good parent.
Yep.
Anybody can be a good worker. Anybody can be a good leader for a week or two or a month or maybe even longer. And then it comes back going, but have I been faking it? And no, mm-hmm. like you just started running
today.
That's cardio.
It's disgusting.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. You can make yourself do that. Right. You know,
for a couple of days,
a couple of weeks or whatever that is.
A couple of days.
And then you won't see any benefits.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop hurting anytime soon. Right. And then you're going to come to mind going, screw this. You know, I'm fine. Right. But then you're going to have to go, no, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I am in my leadership right now is I took a time out. I came back. I have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about 6 months into that plan.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm tired of working the plan. And now I have to make a decision if I keep going or if I'm going to go, no, let's just go back, and I'll try to make sure it doesn't happen like it did before, but it will. So that's where I am.
So I have 3 questions off of that. So the first one.
Did you follow that at all?
Yeah, that was good.
Because I am jacked up on coffee.
Yeah. So actually, okay, so the aftertaste of this is pretty great.
Thank you.
So is my McDonald's coffee.
I'm going to try another
one. Yeah, go for another one before I ask this next question. Or I'll ask it while you're drinking it. Yeah, he's not sold on it.
It's hanging down here. You know that little strap under your tongue?
Yeah.
It's sitting on each side of that. What's that called?
I don't know. I think it starts with an S. I don't know, though.
That's your uvula is like up there. Hangs down.
Oh, yeah. That's not an S.
Did I say something nasty?
No.
It sounds nasty. Yeah,
that's correct.
At first, I was like,
Isn't that your uvula?
I think that's right. That your tonsils are on, right?
I don't have tonsils.
You got them taken out?
When I was 5.
Oh, I never did. My 3 questions. So first one.
What?
My first one.
I got to get.
Jamie's losing it in the corner.
Now I understand why dogs lick their butt.
That's right.
To get the coffee taste out of their mouth.
When you're
trying it.
Yeah, you're doing great.
I'll do a third drink here in a minute.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
When you're at your best, when you are like gym firing on all cylinders, whether that's at work, at home, whatever that is, what would you say your best leadership characteristics are? That you're like, these are just natural. Here's where I'm, when I'm like in a healthy, like really good spot, here's where I'm, my best leadership characteristics shine through. What are those?
There's so many.
I know. Gosh.
When I'm firing on all cylinders, I believe that I can pull out of people what was already there that they didn't know.
Yeah.
So rather than tell them, I feel like I can lead them there. Mm-hmm. It was there all along, but I think I can go, okay, probably the best person for that would be James Henderson in my life. Mm-hmm. He never tells me what to do. He asks questions. And Jesus very rarely
told anybody to
said, do this. Yeah. I mean, he did.
Yeah,
but he usually you go, well, what about this? Let me tell you a story. And then he wouldn't answer it. So I think when I'm at my very best, I'm bringing out the best in the people around me that was there, that either they didn't have confidence. So I just taught crisis reveals character.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a good leader creates the right kind of tension in a person's life that pulls out what was there that they didn't know.
That's great.
Right? I mean, I think you see that in a good like trainer at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
He or she can look in a person going, you have got this. And they're going, I can't do it. I can't do another one. I can't do it. Hey, look at me. Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think that's good leadership. It brings a good leader brings out the best of the people around them
mm-hmm.
and then sits back and watches them,
do what they do.
Do what they do.
So in your headspace right now, where's the one leadership characteristic that you're like, here's exactly what I need to be working on because it's not firing on all cylinders?
I gotta be careful with this. Yeah. All right. So we've tried, and I've gotten a lot of emails about some people are for this, some people are against this, and I'm mm-hmm. trying to wade through this. So we made a decision several months ago, even before COVID hit, that we were going to experiment and try some different things
mm-hmm.
and really go after some people that are far from God. And we knew that we couldn't do that in the typical traditional ways. We were already thinking that. Okay. And then COVID hits and now we have to close down our mm-hmm. our buildings and things like that. And now we're forced to do things different. And yeah. So for the last 8 weeks or so, we've been doing weekends very, very differently. Okay. So in order to do that, I've taken a lot of hands off and said, let's try it. And some stuff has really, really worked. And some stuff has caused people to go, that felt different or weird, or is that it or whatever that is. And so, because it's different. Mm-hmm. All right. And so now as we're moving towards whatever comes next, I'm looking at that tension of going, do we ditch all this and go back to the way it was? Or do we ditch the way it was and do this new normal? Or is it something in between there? And the tension I'm living in right now is, where do I bring the wisdom of experience and what God has, trusted or empowered, enabled me to see?
Mm-hmm.
Like I do believe I know what this body, this church, this organization, I do believe I know what I'm hearing from God that needs to be passed on, okay? But I don't want to look around at all the creatives around me and go, that didn't work, and we're going to do my idea. Mm-hmm. And so how do you figure out, hey, we're going to go this way, and at the same time going, not being dismissive of exactly what people have been charged to do.
Yeah.
Try this. I certainly don't want to listen to criticism. I want to pay attention to criticism. Like mm-hmm. when somebody says, hey, when when you said this in your talk, it was really offensive. So part of that is about their own crap, right? And then part of it is I got to look at it and go, did I communicate it the right way? So there's some truth in everything, right? Yeah. So I'm like, now I'm going, how do I lead through to the other side of this without going back to the way I used to lead, or without being hands off and not leading,
abdicating, yeah,
right? But also making sure that, hey, is everybody included in this and going along? And again, it's easier to go back to the old way. It will end up in the same way, right? With a lot of people getting run over. So that's where I am right now, is going, okay, I want to do this right. I want to do this healthy. I want to be honoring, but I also don't, I'm not going to advocate at the end of the day. This falls in my purview of, okay, your decision, Jim.
Yep.
So that's the tension I'm living in right now.
So at the beginning of this, and so as people are listening, I want them thinking through, like, here's where I'm like, the people listening, here's where I'm doing really well leading. Here's where I need to like work on some things. At the beginning of this, you said that there's people around you that you trust right now, people that are either your elders leading you or your lead team, whatever that is that you trust. Thinking of where you're best at, bringing the best out of people, bringing what's already there out so that way they can examine it and take steps forward. And then taking that weakness that you're looking at of like, here's the tension, here's where I'm really struggling. What plan do you have to enable the people around you that you trust to pull that off, to get better in that area and looking at flat irons, to push the flat irons ball down the field a little bit more? So there's people that are listening that are going to go, here's what I'm good at, here's what I'm not good at, here's people around me, I don't know how to empower them to lead me. How do you plan on letting the people that you trust speak into and lead you right now?
Well, luckily the people I trust and that trust me, we're still listening to one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ben's an example of that.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ben's a young upcoming teacher. He sent me his talk this past week and I was like, hey, I'm going to speak into this. And then he sent me another draft of it and he listened. So that makes me trust him more.
Yep.
And obviously he trusts me if he's actually going to do that. So keeping the conversation going, but we just interviewed a guy. Mm-hmm. I came from, before I was in this room, I was interviewing a person and he was asked a question about, I asked him, who's the best leader in your life? And he looked back. So when he was traveling with this organization and he was a tech guy, he had a leader who would kind of be hands off and let him go right up to trying something. And then he would step in if he felt like he was going to go over a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it was all over, he wouldn't come in and tell him what he did wrong. He would ask what he learned and then say, yeah, I agree with you on that, or coach him as opposed to being critical.
Right.
So I think that's moving forward is, hey, we're all learning. And I'm not looking back over the 8 weeks going, we're not doing that anymore. Cause right. I don't want to lose what we've learned over the last eight weeks. I also don't want to lose what we've learned over the last 14 years. And so now I'm trying to keep that conversation going.
Yeah.
But I also understand that micromanaging isn't it, mm-hmm. but abdicating is not either.
Yep.
And so trying to find my voice and my role in that, because like Ben would be an example of that. Ben has asked me, you know, he said, Jim, I need you to speak into my teaching. And for a lot of young teachers, they go like, if you speak into my teaching, I take it as you don't think I'm a good teacher.
Right.
And it's not that at all.
Yeah.
And so that's that trust that keeps that communication.
That's awesome.
Going, right?
So keep communicating, keep listening.
Yeah.
And keep learning.
Don't step on top of, but also don't step too far away. All right.
Yeah.
And coach together. Hey, we're going to take a break right now and pick this conversation up in part two. Thanks for joining us and we'll see you next time.